Hello, audio boom. Growing me a black 73 cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's, what day is it? It's Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2015. You hear a bit of Heather Small singing away in the background. You've got to search for the hero inside yourself, you know. You have. Anyway, let's, Heather, quiet now. There you go, she's gone. Actually, I just cut her off as the cheesy DJ jumped in. Which is always a good thing. That's why I can't listen to radio these days. Cheesy bloody DJs. It's either cheesy DJs that should have hung the DJ boots up in like 1977, or it's just streams of kids tweeting in about doing their exam revision and stuff. I'm talking about music radio, obviously spoken word, proper radio, like Radio 5 Live and Radio 4 is completely different, but music radio, I just can't find a decent medium. Six Music's all right, but then again, it's not digital, so I can't, well, it's only digital, and I haven't got a DAB radio in the car, so I can't listen to it when I'm out and about. Anyway, I've got other things to do, like recording an audio boo, like I'm doing now. So what am I doing at 8:15 in the morning on a Wednesday, driving along in the car? I'm taking the car to the garage to get mended. It's broked. I've just noticed, actually, before I carry on, that I did an audio boo the other day and I forgot to upload it. I've just noticed it's still in my audio recorder. Excuse me. So I will get that uploaded before this one. So you will have two boos in one day. And maybe even three if I do another one later on. So, what's been happening? First of all, I'll tell you what's wrong with the car. I don't know what what is wrong with the car. According to the AA man, we've got an open circuit wheel speed sensor on the back wheel. But like all of these things, when there's computers and electronics involved, one random thing can cause a new number of random faults. This is the type of thing we used to get with the washing machines and stuff all the time, where you know it would throw up a problem, say that you know it wasn't draining or something like that, you know, so your normal things traditionally to look for would be a blocked or faulty drain pump, but no, on the modern appliances, not draining can be absolutely anything. Not draining can be down to a motor open circuit or something like that. You know, it's funny how these faults manifest themselves. So at the minute when I get into my car and I try and start it up, I get beeps and flashes and bings and bongs and stuff, and it tells me that my handbrake's faulty, and it tells me that my ABS is faulty, and that my ESP is faulty, and that my ASR is faulty. I'm not sure what ASR is. I know what all the others are, but I don't know what ASR is. But anyway, it keeps telling me that they're all faulty. It's an electronic handbrake. For anybody who's never driven a car with an electronic handbrake, it's quite a natty system, really. You don't have a traditional lever, you just have a little button to press. When you engage, because this is an automatic, when you engage drive and put your foot down, it automatically releases the handbrake. And then when you stop and turn off the ignition, it automatically applies the handbrake. And when you've been used to that for well over a year, and then suddenly that stops working, it can catch you out, as I nearly found out when I went to the household waste recycling centre the other day. Parked up, jumped out to get some stuff, and the car started rolling. So look, and then of course you can't just jump in like you could, or reach in like you could do before, and yank the lever, because the handbrake doesn't work unless the ignition's on. So yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, we couldn't get it off the drive the other day. We couldn't get the handbrake to disengage either manually or automatically. So luckily, when we bought this, even though it's a used car, we took out a warranty on it. It's covered. Well, I hope it's covered. But we got the recovery guy to come out and have a look, and he had to play around with it. Initially said, oh, it's a brake light switch. The brake light switches on these go all the time, and that's what causes all these random faults. Oh, cool. And then he fiddled around a bit and then put his little diagnostic box on and said, no, it's not a brake light switch, it's a wheel speed sensor. And fiddled with the connections, but it didn't help. So I need a wheel speed sensor. But that was on Friday, I think. Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. And he was going to take the car straight away to the dealership. And I said, no, you can't do that. It's Bank Holiday weekend. We won't get a courtesy car. And he said, well, the thing is, he says, you can drive it. He goes, but you've got no ABS and no ESP, stability control. I just went, mate, I'm 42 years old and I drive a Peugeot 3008. Do you really think that I drive fast enough to reap the benefits of either of those things? And he just says, all right, fair enough. And he said, just take it easy. He said, obviously, you know what you're doing. Just take it steady, like, so... my boy racer days are long gone. Excuse me. So I'm dry. We've managed to sort of muddle through over the weekend, and partying the the forest concerts. I've just driven past the forest concert site. If none of you are aware, around the various forests of the UK. There's some promotional company gets some artists together to do concerts, and we always have them at Sherwood Pines, which is not Sherwood Forest. Sherwood Pines is a commercial woodland adjacent to Sherwood Pines, big centre for mountain biking, they have one of these forests in the concerts in the forest every year. And this year I've just seen the sign, it's Blondie and Paloma Faith. Could be tempting, but that would mean lots of people and stuff. Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, I digress. So, yes, I'm on my way to get the car hopefully fixed. Although, stuff's changed a lot since I was in the motor trade, you know. When I was selling cars, if a customer had a problem with a car, we would just give them a courtesy car, you know. Come in, just bring your driving license, make sure you're legal. There you go. There's your car. We'll cover the insurance. We'll do everything. And if we didn't have a courtesy car... As a salesman, I'd give them my car and I'd take something off the pitch that had a bit of tax left on, no matter how old and tatty it was. Customers always came first. But now, honestly, you've got to jump through hoops to get a courtesy car in the first place. Then when you do, you need, because both of us are going to be driving, they need both of us to produce our full driving license and paper copy. And then on top of that, they're going to charge us £8 a day to insure the damn thing. Honestly, what's happened to the world? Wouldn't have happened like that in my day, lad. I guess it's changing times and stuff, but it was much better when I was doing it. There's no compassion, there's no, like, you ring up. So we bought ours from a local dealership, okay? I mean, fair enough, it's part of a chain, but I worked for big chains as well, but you always dealt with the dealership. But now, you ring the local dealership where we bought the car from, where we know people, and we can, you know, we've got a history with them, and not always good. And you ring up and say, and they go, which department would you require? And you go, service, please. And they go, is your car in with us at the minute, or are you trying to book it in? Oh, well, I need to book it in. And then they go, okay, I'll just put you on hold for a second. And then next thing you know, you're through to some call centre in Newcastle speaking to somebody behind the desk who'd never even seen the dealership that you're speaking to. And they're like booking you in for some random appointment thing. And I'm just like, whoa, I don't want to do that. I bought it from this dealership. I want to deal with this dealership and this dealership alone, you know. I don't want to speak to some bloody call centre. What's all that about? So I have to ring back to the dealership. Do not put me through to your call centre. I want to speak to your service department. If you want to book it in. No, I'll book it in with your service department. Thank you very much. Silly people. So anyway, so that's where I'm off to. And I was going to get a courtesy car, but now I'm going to try and get them to just do it while I wait. Because I can't be bothered with the hassle of a courtesy car, you know, to be quite honest. It's a pain in the backside. All the insurance and making sure... I hate it. So I'd rather just hang around for an hour and hopefully get them to get it done straight away. What else was I going to say? Oh, yes, I'll go down this way. I've lost my train of thought now because I was looking at where I was driving on the road. What was I saying? Oh, yes. So, later on today, I have a really exciting thing to do. Highlight of the 2 weeks school holidays. I'm going to Meadow Hell. The hell of the Meadow Hall Shopping Centre in Sheffield. We're going en famille to Meadow Hell. I hate the place. I absolutely hate it. But, my wife said to me, she said, on Wednesday, oh, there's a little doggy loose. Little doggy running on his own on the road. Oops. My wife said to me, on Wednesday, I'm going to Meadow Hell. Do you want to stay here? And she said, if I go, I'll just take little child and leave big child here with you. And she said, unless you want to come with us and we can go as a family and just go for the afternoon. And I kind of went, and then she went, you've got to bear in mind, though, that there are camera shops and there is also a Nando's. And I went, oh, okay, yeah, we're coming. So, yeah, there's an ulterior motive. I'm going to look at some cameras. I am almost certain that I have made up my mind on my choice of camera. Of course, I still have to sell mine, but I'm pretty sure I'm pretty set on the Sony A6000. I can't get away from it. The more I look at it, the more I read about it, the more I watch about it, it just seems like it's the perfect thing for me. So that's what I'm doing, I think. But obviously, like I said, I need to sell mine first. So yeah, that's just a minor stumbling block. Now then, where do I go? I can't remember where to go. Do I go around this corner here? Yeah, I think I do. Yeah. Sony A6000. But I'm going to go and have another play today, while my good lady wife is away with the kiddiewinks, and just have another little fiddle, just try and sort of get it straight in my own head, you know. And then go for Nando's, cheeky Nando's. Oh, I love Nando's. Only discovered Nando's a short while ago, probably about a year ago. I'd not discovered it. Obviously, I was fully aware that they existed. I just never tried it before. But we went in about a year ago, and God, it's amazing. So bad, but so good. Lush. So I guess that's what we'll do this afternoon. And then tomorrow and Friday, my good lady wife is taking both of the children's out with her. To various places and leaving me to fly solo. So I've got some jobs to do. I've got some jobs to do. Like, I've got to finish off clearing out my garage and stuff like that, cut my grass and stuff. But what I'm thinking I might do is I'll either do one full day of housey stuff, or I will do two half days and then do half days of going out and about and doing boy stuff. Or me stuff. So I'm thinking what I might do is get up early in the morning and get out and get some more of my garage done. And then in the afternoon, I might go out on my bike, on my mountain bike for the first time this year, and go for a bit of a bikey ride. Seeing as I've got light evenings back and stuff. Either that or I might go for a walk, a local walk. I'm not sure. But I feel like I need to do something. And then I've got a walk and a wild camp booked in next week. First wild camp in ages. First wild camp in blooming ages. So I can't wait. Looking forward to that. Back out in the peak with Audio Boo's very own Dean Reed as well, which makes it all the better. All the better. Anyway, I'm nearly at the garage. So I will bid you farewell. I hope you're all well and happy. I'm very jealous of Big Rick. Oh, one word. Been up to the Lake District. Love that place. But I will get up there hopefully in the next month or two. Fingers crossed. Anyway, thanks for listening to me, guys. And I hope you're all well and happy. And I will speak to you all very, very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.